Welcome to the FMU Shalmi Shir sponsoring the schuss of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daflamid in the Hoyz Vahadur edition, Perek Rivi, starting Halacha Base. Zok the Mishnah. Kayoitze boy hamoylech perishvis mimokum shekolu lemokum shalekolu. So the fruits of Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to consume them in a place where they're not available for animals in the field. If a person takes fruits of Shemitah from a place, shekolum, which means it's not anymore available in the field, and one has to get rid of the fruits. Lemokom shalekolu, went to a city that there's still fruits available. Or lemokom shalekolu, lemokom shekolu, or the opposite. He went from a place where there's still food there, but he went now to a place that there's no fruits in the field. Chayv levayis to get rid of the perish mito, because you always go to chumra. He gets the chumra of the place he went from, the chumra of the place where he went to. Really disagrees. If he's going for a place shelokolu, the place shekolu, and people tell him, hey, what are you doing with these fruits? He can tell them, I brought these fruits from this location. You could go there and take it yourself as well. It's easily available to you as well. And the reason it's not a machlekes. Machlekes is I'm doing something that you're not doing. Whatever I did, you could do as well. So the Gemara, kolu mitferyo velikolu mitziporim. The Gemara comes to explain here the sheet of Abuda. So it's kolu in the city of Tveria, but not in Tziporim. Omer lo mit Tziporim evi sim. So he tells him, I got the fruits from Tziporim. Imein ad ma'amineni tseva velech avato. You don't believe me? You think I brought fruits from Perishmita, from a place shekolu? You could go to Tziporim and check it out yourself. Rab Chanani and Rab Pinchos say, the Rab Yudah and Rab Yosi shteim omru dover echot. The Rab Yudah and our Mishnah and Rab Yosi, that we'll see in a moment, they both agree to the same thing. The Tanin, the one we learned over there. You could still eat the fruits of Shemitah as long as there's peirus mufkarim, meaning that it's hefker. So you could still eat the fruits. But if the hefker you don't have anymore, but you still have fruits, a shomer, in fields that are closed, that are guarded, so then you cannot eat the fruits of Shemitah. It has to be available min hamufkar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if it's not fruits that are mufkar, fruits that are shomer, that are guarded, that are stored, one could still eat the fruits of Shemitah while they're still available. So if they ask him, what are you doing with these fruits? How are you eating them? He says, because there are fruits that are available in the fields of the Shomer. Don't believe me. Here is the field which is guarded right in front of you. You could go and take it yourself. So the same logic that we used in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi uses as well. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. A place where they sell the behem adaka to a goy. Behem adaka is a small animal, small domestic animal, so you're allowed to sell them. But a place where they don't sell, you don't sell. In other words, it depends on the minhag, similar to the previous mishnayos. A machlekes person not chained, because not to cause a machlekes. You're not allowed to sell them a bay magasa, which usually means a big animal. But even an eagle is a calf. Visyochi means a pony, a small horse. You're not allowed to sell them. Shleimim mishur, it doesn't depend if they're full or they're broken, even if they're missing a limb. Abida mati b'shur, Abida says if it's broken, you could sell it. But Meser mati b'sus, he says a horse you could sell. And the reason why a horse you could sell, because the issue with the behemah is they're going to come and do a melocha on Shabbos. And a horse, the only melocha you do is ride on it, and riding is not a iso d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, mutu legadil. It says over here, you're not allowed to sell behemah daka to a goy. Mashri, you could raise the behemah daka. And we're talking about, in the Mishnah, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Are you allowed to raise behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael? Umar Abok called Mohir. There is this desert called Mohir in Eretz Yisrael. Shu shishah sur mil, shishah sur mil. It's the space, there is 60 mil by 60 mil. So you're allowed to graze, they have behemah daka go around over there, and you're allowed to raise them over there. Our Mishnah holds you're allowed to sell behem adaka to a goy. It's only maybe a meaning not to do it, but you're allowed to sell it. So the mandomar by us that says you're allowed to sell the behem adaka to a goy, he holds you also allowed to have the goy be alone with the behem adaka. And we have a Mishnah we deserve that says that you do not have animals alone with a goy, because they're chashu, they're suspected on a reveal, on having a mishkov with the behemoth. So our mishta that says mutal limkor holds mutal yachad as well. Mandoma also limkor also yachad will be the same mandoma that says never desire that you can't have yichud, can't have mechir, it will go together. In other words, there's a machlokes between here and Maseches Avodah Zarah. If Yoyin or Blaz Mishimav, I feel like Amanda Oma Mutal Limukar also the Yachid. He comes to argue, says no. It could be both Mishnahs go together. Our Mishnah holds you could sell. And he still agrees with Mishnah Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to do Yichud. Ma ben Limkor, ma ben Liachid. If the issue is that you may have the goy be with an animal, so what's the difference if you sell to him or you just do Yichud for him? Answers the Gemara of Lamed Beis, Tamur Mekivan Shu Mucholoi Kevim Toy Shel Goyi. Once you sell to them, it's considered to be theirs. And Reb Chaim adds that there's no chash that they're going to be with their animal. Their animal, they don't have a taiver for their own animal. They only want to have, they only want to be with the animal of Yisrael. Ram Hocho Behem Toy Shel Yisrael Yivu Chosho Dolil. So meaning, and if a desire that says, you know, I'll do Yichud, is because it's the Behem of Yisrael, that's where you have a chashad of Mishka with a Behem. Says the Mokom Shinogu Shalom Limkor and Morchim, the place you don't, the minig is not to sell, you don't sell. Says the Lamo, why don't you sell it? Shomitzio Midei Gizo, because you, by selling to a goy, you're stopping the mitzvah of Rishis Ages. A goy is not chayim of Rishis Ages, giving the wool to a kohen. And by selling an animal to the goy, so you're stopping that mitzvah. That's why there's a meaning not to do it. Okay, that's very nice by a sheep. But what about a goat that doesn't have a din of Rishis Ages? There's another mitzvah you're stopping. If it's a Yisrael, so the firstborn goes to the Kohen. Here you're taking away that mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what happens if you're selling a male, not a female? So there's no pchor by a male. There's matas kuna that you have to give, as Zroya L'chayim, a cave, or different pieces of the animal when you shecht it. And once you give it to the goy, that doesn't happen. So if so, don't sell wheat to the goy, because now there won't be a fashas chalo. Don't sell him wine or oil. Now there's no bracha anymore. Meaning any item, you're taking away any food item, there's no bracha. And Gemara does not answer this question. Reb Chaim says, because the real reason why we don't sell it is either because of a gzeira, atu bein magasa, was mentioned in a moment, or because of the chshash of reveal. But not because stopping a mitzvah, and that's why it doesn't apply to food. You can't sell a large animal. What's the difference? Why bein magasa you're not allowed to sell? So you give it to a goy, he'll do a melacha with it on Shabbos. That's a chiyuv chatos. You don't usually do a melacha, so there's no chiyuv chatos. So what do you mean? Ve'ino choyle ve'ino goyzes. There is by behemo dako, he milks the behemo and he shears the wool. So there is a melacha on Shabbos. So what? Tamon hu mitchayev. Bram hocho hi mischayeves. By doing choyle ve'goyzes, who's doing the melacha? Not the animal. The person who's doing it is doing the melacha. A goy doesn't have a yisur melacha. But when we talk about putting a load on the animal, then the animal, by moving the load, is doing a melacha. And the Torah says that the behem has to have shvisa. Says the Gemara, but here we talk about selling it to him. It belongs to the goy. So what's the issue that he's going to do a melacha? Says the Gemara, we're skipping in the parentheses. The tamon, sometimes he sells it to him for nisoyon, meaning he gives him for a tryout. And the guy uses the animal. 3 days later, he says, you know what? I tried it out. I want to use my return policy. Give it back. Now that he gives it back, retroactively, it was always belonged to the Yisrael. And he came out to this Beim of Yisrael, did a melacha on Shabbos. Okay, so you're not allowed to sell to a goy if you have a return policy. But if it's not nisoyon, there's no tryout period, so it'll be mutter to sell. Zero of the one that does not have any nisoyon, after the one that does have any nisoyon, that's why Rabbanan says, don't sell bein magaso to a goy. Says the Gemara, ova umochar koinsim boy. If he did sell it, so they forced, he'd give him a knas, they has to go and redeem it, buy it back from the goy. Not only with coins, but beim magas, which is a locha that you're not allowed to sell, but also beim adako, the small animal, in a place where there's a meaning not to sell it. They give him a knas, and he has to redeem it. Says the more minayin shekoinsim boy la locha. That's the Gersa Reb Chaim. How do you know that you coinis by beim magaso? Says the more chad bar nash zovin gamlo lechader amoy. There was a person who sold a camel to a guy. Also, who the kamei of Shir Milokish came as store in front of Rishlokish, they can't say bekiflo. He was coining him to pay double begin the yachzer legamlo, so he'll return back the camel. Omar v'isi baraboyin lesosur knosoi. He forced the sarsur to pay, meaning he forced the broker to get it back, not the seller. The Primoish explains, the seller did not do so bad, it's only a minug. But the sarsur who's taking care of it, he's the one who's responsible. They nicknamed the sarsur borrowed the misarsur laramol, a son who's selling to a goy, which was a derogatory term. So you see over here that he was cleanness by behem agaso. Says the Gemara now in Daf Lamedav from Dalef, Marav Shimon Lokish Kri Abiyudo. Rish Lokish goes like a shita of Abiyudo. The Tani B'Shem Abiyudo, we learn the name of Abiyudo, Halokeach Behemo Im Hagoy, someone who buys an animal together with a goy, V'yoldo B'chor, and she gave birth to a B'chor, Male Imoy B'Shove, meaning he has to value what's the worth of this B'chor, V'noyse Chatzi Dom L'Koyin, he has to pay the Koyin half, because Abiyudo holds that he's still responsible for his portion of the B'chor. Noistano B'Kabolo, if the Yisrael is still the owner, but the goy is the one taking care of the animal, so then he's responsible for the entire b'chor to give it to the kohen. But what does he do? He gets the goy has a portion of it. So therefore, he needs to come and be able to redeem the b'chor from this goy. And then he has to pay the kohen to get back the b'chor. In other words, he's giving two knosses. He has to redeem this b'chor, and he has to pay. He has to take it away from the kohen. The goy is involved. Once the goy is involved, there's no b'chor over here at all. So the Gemara goes on and says, Shimon Lokish ki Abiyudo, v'rabba min Abiyudo. Shimon Lokish also agrees like Abiyudo that you do knas, but he's even more than Abiyudo. Madama Abiyudo mishum yilchus b'chayra. Abiyudo is machmir b'abchor, because b'chor, you mechuyiv to give b'chor, he tzad yilchus b'chor, he says you do knas. Madama Shimon Lokish, mishum yilchus b'yim agaso. But Shimon Lokish talk about b'yim agaso, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. That's when you go and you do a knas. It's a bigger chiddush, you do knas over there, and that's what the Gemara brings a raya, the idea of knosses when a person does something which Chachamim did not approve. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Lamed.